let's get right to our top story, President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of next month's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While Trump made the decision to cancel the summit today, he also called the moment a tremendous setback and said he still hopes North Korea will take steps to end its nuclear program.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Balbina Huang is visiting professor at Georgetown University and a former senior State Department advisor. She joins us from Washington. And Balbina, first of all, your reaction to this news?
Well, frankly, it's not that surprising, given that with North Koreans, these things always seem to happen. It's very frustrating, but very often these, as I said, it's always a possibility that at the very last minute, these meetings never seem to quite occur as one has planned.
Now, so when you say with North Koreans, it's always expected. Are you saying that the instability of this moment, the responsibility for that lies with North Korea or with the president and his advisors?
Oh, well, with President Trump, the unpredictability is actually quite predictable. That in itself is specifically a characteristic of President Trump, but it is also a characteristic in and of itself with North Korea. So in this case, we have the confluence of these two that have met together.
Okay. So let's take a step back here because, I mean, again, with the 2020 vision is always the hindsight 2020 vision is always something we need to be mindful of. But in the past couple of days, was this moment inevitable ever since National Security Advisor John Bolton and then Vice President Mike Pence started talking about, you know, the Libya example? Did that, you know, put North Korea once again on edge here?
Well, yes and no. I don't think that is exactly what set North Korea off. In fact, we have to remember that this was actually quite calculated on North Korea's part. Remember that what was quite stunning was actually the turnaround that North Korea set off. Remember that the rhetoric from North Korea was quite calculated. What we saw was that North Korea had, for 5 years since Kim Jong-un came into power in 2012, North Korea had for 6 years had set off in a process of negotiations through the six-party talks, had been engaged in a process of denuclearization. Then Kim Jong-un comes into power and essentially set on a course of a process of very concerted and aggressive nuclearization, where he said that he was going to deliberately and aggressively pursue nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And he stopped engaging with China and went off and pulled out of the NPT and, against the will of the international community, deliberately started to pursue nuclear weapons program and essentially went against all of the will of the international community.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Balbina, but we have just about 30 seconds to go here. I'm curious if you think that as of today, is the situation on the Korean Peninsula more dangerous because, at least for the immediate future, the possibility of talks are off?
Well, no. I mean, we have to separate the rhetoric from actions. And the reality is that North Korea has stopped, essentially stopped provocations, has stopped its testing, and actually today, yesterday, has essentially blown up its nuclear testing facility, mm-hmm. so we presume. And aside from the rhetoric, it has not actually tested any missiles and has stopped its nuclear testing.
Yeah.
And presumably, that's what it has declared that it is willing to do.
Balbina Huang is a visiting professor at Georgetown University and former senior State Department advisor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.